Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hold on really quick. We're a little bit early here. I want to get back to the phones.
Whoa,
phone number 248-539-9797.
Ticket text 97136.
I know. We have 2 minutes to get to that.
Okay.
You just said something to me, though.
What? Yeah. I tease that I will tell you who the best Lions, the one standout on the Lions defense was. I'll tell you at 7:02.
Okay. Is there anyone else out there in the Metro Detroit area that feels the same way that I do, though? That Matthew Stafford kind of got a little bit of a pass for Monday night. That, you know what, there's 15 more games, and Stafford's been so good under Jim Bob Cooter the last couple of seasons. Just wait. You know, the offensive line had its issues, and the Jets knew what plays were being called. That's not on Stafford. That's all I've heard the last couple of days, and I think it's ridiculous. Guy's been in the league for a decade. Enough is enough.
So do you think the
figure it out.
Do you think the fans are right to boo him?
Absolutely.
See, this is the thing, too. I have no problem with any of the booing Monday night because they were booing everything. It wasn't like singly not. To be honest, I think most of the boos during that game, even though Stafford was awful, were directed at Patricia. Not that you can tell.
Regardless, if you've watched this team your entire life, boo the hell out of them. This is all we've seen. Is underachieving and embarrassments and ESPN, you know, switching over to a pregame of Rams Raiders instead of watching the end of that crap.
I heard they did switch, didn't they?
It's amazing. Only that can happen to the Lions. And you know what? No one says anything. You know, I know.
Yes, they do. No, Stafford gets a lot of crap. He does.
No.
He probably gets more praise than he should deserve, but he also gets a lot of crap.
I realize words sometimes don't mean anything, and I can be a huge rah-rah guy, and we have 30 seconds until you can deliver your tees. I'm not going to run over that. We heard nothing out of that Lions postgame on Monday night. Where is anyone understanding what this fan base has been through, understanding how awful this Lions organization has been over the years, and just simply saying, no, enough is enough? You know, Matt Patricia was brought in here to get to the playoffs.
Well, Patricia did, but
Stafford
says anything. Stafford said, it's my fault. I can't do that. That's on me.
With a whimper.
I just told
there's zero competitiveness inside that guy.
I just told the team that it's me. It's all me.
Good for him.
I can't do
that. Act like you care maybe a little bit. Anyway, all right. I know you want to get to this point. We'll get to the phones in a second.
You've sapped the life out of me.
Just tired of it.
248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. By the way, we got all the ticket texts that did not appreciate the caller that we let talk to as if he was ordering through a drive-thru at a fast food joint. Also, Charlie Brown's teacher. Very, very simply, and I think this is probably not a good commentary on the state of the Lions defense. By far, the biggest standout on the Lions defense Monday night against the Jets was indeed Kenny Golladay. He had the only forced fumble and the only fumble recovery.
See,
there was one forced fumble and one fumble recovery, and it was Kenny Golladay.
Shame on me for actually thinking that you were going to have a brilliant point. Like, I was like, honestly, Devon Kennard played pretty darn well. I thought he did really good. Of course you would say something like that.
That's a bogey said to the ring. And you're probably going to say Devon Kennard. Well, yeah, the leading tackler and had a sack. Obvious. Didn't you think I was going to go for the not obvious? I think it was Quandre Diggs. He returned an interception for a touchdown.
I hoped everyone laughed. I hope everyone enjoyed that.
Actually,
okay?
Two or three people ticket texted in the answer, Golladay. I give them credit. They figured out how my little pea brain works.
Can they play him instead of Jarrett Davis?
Seriously.
Well, here it is. Best Lions defender is Kenny Golladay. Put him in at linebacker. Tell Tease Tabor to take notes.
I love how, too, in the postgame, Quandre Diggs was answering questions in the locker room, and some of the reporters that were asking, quote-unquote, negative questions. Oh, I'm sorry. You just got beat 48-17 at home, dumbass. Like, come on. What do you expect this to be? But guys, can you stop being such Debbie Downers? Let's talk about something positive. And then, of course, someone gives him a little softball down the middle, ask him about his pick six, and he goes, well, I mean, yeah, you know, it was a cool play, but it doesn't mean anything. You know, we lost. Like, dude, you just asked someone to ask you a positive question, and then you deflect it.
He did say,
go home. Then don't answer questions.
I believe his statement was, enough with the Debbie Downer questions.
I'm sorry. Don't lose 48-17 to a rookie quarterback and look like you gave up in the third quarter.
And is Debbie Downer still the phrase people use?
Yeah.
Oh.
What else would it be?
Oh, boy. Here we go. I have a feeling it's not in the black community. David, what do you use instead of Debbie Downer in the black community? Because he just shook his head.
No, I have no idea. I just haven't used it in a long time. So it's not a race thing. I just don't use it.
Okay. He just shook his head disgustedly, and I needed to know if
No, none of that.
If we were missing something.
No, we say Deborah Downer. It's like, no.
Daphne Downer.
Don't be a DeAndre Downer, okay? Settle down.
I was just wondering. It's such a Debbie Downer. But Quandre Diggs, who is black, said it. So I thought maybe it is infiltrated. Hey, that's just a little sociological study there on the side.
They walked in. The Jets walked into the Lions' crib and walked away with a huge win. They just own the place.
They walked into the Lions' cut. And tore it up.
How did it feel, Quandre? Tell me, when Sam Darnold, a rookie quarterback, lit you up and inside your own cut, and Jets fans took the place over. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Enough with the DeAndre Downer questions, guys. Come on.
Ticket text 97136. Wojo, once again, your suspenseful secret is lame and pathetic. Stop it already and bring back the drive-thru caller.
Would you like some fries with that? Let's go to Paul in Shelby Township. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Kyle. Hello, Robert. How are you?
Hello there, Big Paul.
Well, first of all, I got David's back. He did pick J-E-T-S Jets, hands down. He did. Mm. Yes, he did.
Wow. Yes, he did, apparently.
Second of all, Kyle, 90% of the calls and texts have been anti-Stafford, so... Yeah, it was ugly, but he has been the bright spot in the last 10 years of very lame Lions teams. So, no, he doesn't get a pass for Monday, that's for sure. Bob, did you hear that the Surgeon General issued a label warning for Lions jerseys from this point forward?
No. What does it say?
Rooting for this team is hazardous to your health. Do not buy a car built on a Monday.
No, yeah. actually, Paul, the place that I drove by, it says, buy a Lions jersey, bottle of whiskey free.
You know what? So I stopped by that liquor store, too, and actually they gave me a second one for nothing. Welcome to the 7 o'clock hour, gentlemen.
That's right. You know,
time. I don't know why anybody is so surprised by this. We were talking at work on Monday, the delivery guy and a couple of us. And we're all saying, yeah, we should beat the Jets. And, you know, then I said, yeah, but if there's any team capable of making a 21-year-old rookie look like Joe Montana, it's definitely the Lions. Laugh, laugh, laugh. And that's what we saw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a Lions issue. Every successive coach since Wayne Fonts has been in a revolving door, and they all make him look like a freaking genius. Now, think about that for a minute. This has been ongoing for a very, very long time. The blame lies in the ineptitude of this organization to ever get it right.
I think they're cursed.
And the big pass is Bob Quinn. Bob Quinn put this football team on the field. A very lame free agency, a very looks like lame couple of drafts. I'm sorry, I'm with Hatchett. I'm a Steelers fan now, but I think Minnesota is going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that's all I got for you, boys.
They could be the first team ever to win the Super Bowl after tying the Browns.
Okay, can I say this too? Can't we just get rid of ties in the NFL? Like, the Steelers deserve to lose that game, okay? They should have given the Browns the ball at the 25 or the 40. They should adopt the college football overtime rules. I'm done with the ties in the NFL. It's ridiculous.
I wouldn't mind
the college
football. I'm done
with the NFL season. My team is not going to win the Super Bowl.
Oh,
it's
no.
over.
Hmm.
Le'Veon's partying in Miami. It's over.
Is he really?
Yeah, they
yeah, there were photo. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh wow!
Now you know what it's like to be a Lions fan. It's over.
Well, I knew that. I came to be a Steelers fan because I didn't want to be a Lions fan. Now I'm basically doing it all over again.
Oh God! From Karen in South Line,
Le'Veon Bell's hitting a different hole, huh?
Oh, oh my! I bet Jim Caldwell is laughing his ass off. If he were so inclined, and I'm not saying he was, but if Jim Caldwell were so inclined,
yeah,
in the third quarter of that game Monday night, he was rolling himself a blunt. He was.
No way.
Yes.
No.
If he's so inclined.
You know what? You know who Jim Caldwell is? He's the guy that doesn't hold grudges, and I guarantee, like, the third quarter there, when they get down two touchdowns, he's sitting there praying for the Lions organization and for Martha Ford and for Matthew Stafford and all the guys that he left behind.
No, he's not.
Please.
He went through three bottles of wine Monday night. And each time he finished a bottle, he threw it against the wall.
What was his wife's name? Sweetheart, did you see this? Oh, my God. They miss me.
All my fault, was it? All my fault.
Really? Give me a fresh one. I'm out. I'm dry.
Yeah. I love Jim Caldwell. What do you say now, Martha?
Take a text 97136. Bogey's now my favorite host. Thank you.
What?
On this station, he did get a free pass talking about Stafford. Stafford getting bashed doesn't fit the narrative. He's a top 10 QB. Garbage QBs like Dalton and Fitzpatrick won. Both on the road, Stafford is why Patricia and the defense are getting torched. Okay, I don't know about that necessarily.
Yeah, that's
but,
a great point. I'd rather have Dalton or Fitzpatrick. That's for sure. Yeah.
I'd rather have Fitzpatrick for a couple of years and draft a young quarterback and save $27 million a year at this point.
Well, I'm sorry, but that ship has sailed, pal.
Well, sure. I'm just saying. I mean, look, would it have made a huge difference if Matthew Stafford wasn't out there on Monday night? It might have helped. And even if he wasn't out there, what, the Lions lose 55-10 at home to the Jets instead of 48-17?
You're just looking at one game. Yeah, they were going to get killed no matter who was at quarterback yesterday, as ill-prepared as they were, or
same.
Monday night, whatever.
Who cares?
Whatever day it was.
God, I'd much rather be in the position of trying to find another young quarterback and have money to be able to go out there and upgrade the offensive line and upgrade the defense, as opposed to being beholden to this quarterback that's never going to win anything in Detroit. Isn't that the reality that we're dealing with here? Stafford's never winning anything.
Well, no. The reality that we're dealing with is probably the Lions are never winning anything, no matter who it is.
I refuse to believe that. Then again, they are the butthole of the NFL. 248.
You can see the reaction on the Jets
what's
bench.
Going on
that's
the
because
bench?
All the Jet fans in the house have moved down right behind the bench. And there you go, J-E-T-S.
I did hear that. I did hear that.
That was awesome, actually.
Jack in Rochester. First, why are we surprised? Second, Hatchet, if you can get ready for this one. Caldwell's laugh drop has been on loop in my head.
Okay.
Living the dream.
Come on. I don't think he's a drinking man. He was Monday night. Right? Come on.
Drinking the blood of Christ. Guaranteed. Book it. 97.1.
So bad.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.